Grace, greetings. Welcome, friends, to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 13th of February. I'm Paul White. Today we ask the question that Paul asks in Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. He says this, This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Simple question. Let's not even bother yet with context. Let's just ask the question. And I'll ask it to you the way he asked it to them. This is all I want to know from you, audience. When you received the Holy Spirit, did you do it because of the works of the law that you had performed? Or did you do it because you heard the gospel and put your faith with that gospel? You see, Paul asks a very simple question. And of course, everyone that hears it knows what they should say. But remember, now we're throwing in some context. Remember, he's talking to a group of people, a mixed bag. Certainly, there are an enormous amount of Gentile Christians in Galatia. That's part of the reason for this book, is because they've been deceived by Jewish Christians who are trying to take them back to the law. There are also a part of the diaspora, the dispersed Jewish family that is all over the Roman Empire. But for the most part, it's Gentile Christians at Galatia. They've been bewitched and deceived. They came into the faith by hearing about Jesus, this simple message of the gospel of grace. And then someone came in and snake charmed them. Someone bewitched them. People who had the attitude of Apostle Peter, who said it was okay one day, but not the next. And this confused the churches at Galatia. And Paul says, so let's go back to the basics and ask one simple question. Whenever you came into this and received the Holy Spirit, did you receive because you had done things right, or did you receive because you had heard the gospel and met the gospel with your faith? Paul would say to the Romans, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. In Galatia, he asks if they've received the Spirit by the hearing of faith. It's not that they heard about the faith, but the hearing that comes from a faithful heart, and vice versa. The faith that comes from a hearing heart. Is this how you received Christ, or did you receive Christ by the works? Now, everyone knows we didn't receive it by works, particularly Gentile Christians who didn't do any works prior to hearing about Jesus in the first place. So the question seems almost insulting, but it needs to be asked to any people who have become bewitched with their own performance. I think that what has happened in many churches is we've become so drunk on our own performance. We see a little success through the arm of the flesh that we think that is now essential to describing our holiness. I see this happening in the church world, the organized church world every day, that we see ourselves as having accomplished something. We grew a little bit. We saw someone converted. We added a campus. We built a van ministry. The youth group's exploding. And not all the time did these things have anything to do with being led by the Spirit. There was a lot of manpower and sweat and effort and work. And so we see this thing, some of this stuff working, and we say, well, this, and let's get away from church growth for a minute. Let's go to the individual, because Paul's not even really talking about church growth in Galatia. He's talking about the individual. So what would convince or bewitch someone that they could do this through performance, if not someone propping up someone's performance? I've said this before, and I'll repeat it. I think the worst thing that can happen to a child of God is to have some success in the flesh. Because as we have success by using our flesh, we become convinced we should do more, and we'd have more success. And it really leads us down a road where, and please understand, I'm not saying sometimes the arm of the flesh won't work in certain circumstances. If it didn't work, we would never see success in the flesh. The problem is that it cannot make us who we are in Christ. It never will. It never did. It never will, because it's incapable of doing that. And so when we start to trust those works of the flesh as a way of defining ourselves in the realm of the Spirit, we run into a problem. So this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? I go back to this question a lot in my own walk. I want to make sure that I'm still in the place of where I'm moving by hearing the word and operating out of faith, or hearing from the Spirit and then operating out of faith, and not from moving through the works of my flesh. What has my flesh been able to build? What has my flesh been able to accomplish? It's most of the times very discernible. Sometimes there's a very fine line, because we are certainly involved And the fact that we need to be involved and open our mouths and move our feet and move our hands means that we're going to be open to the accusation of moving in the flesh. So it takes us listening to the Holy Spirit, responding in turn to the leadings and dictates of the Holy Spirit, but constantly asking ourselves this question. I don't think this is a bad thing. Some grace people seem really to struggle with introspection. You should introspect to make sure you're in the faith. Remember, that's what Paul said. Examine yourselves to see that you be in the faith. So what does that mean? Examine yourself to see if your motions and your movements, your growth, is faith movements and not flesh movements. Are you moving in the aspect and the realm of hearing him and then responding, or are you moving, just moving, because you've got to do something? Well, I got to do something. And, well, I've got to do something is usually a recipe for disaster. When it works, it's an even bigger recipe for disaster, or a recipe for an even bigger disaster, to say it correctly. Because when it works, it makes us think that the arm of the flesh will always work. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's necessary, I think, for context, for greater context. When you get to Galatians 4, which we're a whole chapter away, which means maybe weeks away, or months, as it may be, you'll find this great illustration of Hagar and Sarah. And when you get there, you'll see Paul warning us away from what can be ours through the arm of the flesh, which is a Hagar, or an Ishmael, and what could be ours through the arm of the Spirit, which is slow but steady, and it's a promise, and it's Isaac. And so that's where he's heading with this. In fact, this is his first moment that will ultimately lead him to the Galatians 4 argument, is that simple question, and I'll repeat it and we'll close, and you keep it in mind. Did I get where I am? Did I come into Christ through what I can do, or through the faith that meets what I heard about Jesus? Only you know the answer to that. I hope you'll have a good answer. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.